Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fourth chapter of the book of Nehemiah, we learn about resistance that the Jews who were rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem faced on a daily basis. And we're told, each labored on the wall with one hand, and with the other hand held a weapon. And each of the builders had his sword strapped at his side while he built. Now, I find when we're faced with resistance, when our hopes for our lives or our relationships hang in the balance, when we finally desire to release ourselves from the anxiety of waiting for what either will or will not be, we're often tempted to exclaim, if it's meant to be, it will be. You know, we often, and probably incorrectly, associate ease with God's will. If something is God's will for us, then we assume that everything will just magically fall into place. Somehow, we believe that if we're really doing what we're supposed to be doing, then there really shouldn't be any obstacles to our progress. And yet, we've got to note that nothing happens easily in the Bible. Nehemiah was called by God to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem that had been laid waste for generations. Nehemiah believed that the rebuilding was God's desire for his life. Nehemiah had permission from the king to begin construction. And yet, Nehemiah encountered constant resistance. His laborers had to wear weapons as they worked in anticipation of possible attack at any moment. You know, throughout the Bible, God's people are always encountering resistance to their pursuits, and God is always encountering resistance from those same people. Turns out resistance isn't a sign that you're doing something you're not meant to be doing. Resistance itself might be an indication that you're doing exactly what God intends. Let's pray. Lord God, our resolve tends to be rather weak. If we try to do something and encounter obstacles, we find that we're tempted to assume that we're doing something that we're not meant to be doing. We somehow erroneously assume that if we're following you, our lives and our pursuits should be less labored. Perhaps instead, Lord, we should consider the possibility that the crosses we encounter are actually signposts that confirm that we are, in fact, on the right road. Lord, help us to respond to the resistance we encounter with resolve instead of resignation. In your name we hope and pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.